This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than 2,500 Coloradans were pardoned by the governor today for marijuana possession convictions. CPR's Anne Marie Awad has more details.
It's a new power for the governor, thanks to a law passed in this year's legislative session. Jordan Wellington, with the law firm VS Strategies, helped work on that law.
You know, we always believed that this pardon was really the first step in helping address the collateral consequences for victims of cannabis prohibition.
The pardon applies only to people convicted of possession of 1 ounce or less, and only if their case went through a state court. Marijuana possession is not a crime in Colorado. I'm Anne Marie Awad, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is urging Coloradans to, quote, bear down to avoid the spread of COVID-19. He said he and his team are worried about state hospitalization numbers. 200 people are now hospitalized, an uptick over previous weeks.
It affects people regardless of their income level, their race, whether they're in rural Alabama, whether they're in Denver, or whether they work in the White House. It truly does not pick favorites.
The increase follows a rise in infections after Labor Day. The University of Colorado Boulder plans to keep its classes online for at least one extra day next week in order to adhere to the county's current public health order. CU initially planned to have some students return to classrooms on Wednesday, but now remote instruction will continue until at least Thursday. It's 74 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.